Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Walton, Indiana, at the home of the Lewis Cass Kings. Lewis Cass Kings going to host the Hamilton Heights Huskies tonight, girls basketball. Both teams on the floor right now, the varsity competition, going to tip off at 6 p.m. They're getting warmed up right now, Hamilton Heights, wearing the striped pants, orange and white. Across the way there, Lewis Cass wearing the striped pants, navy and white. So they're getting ready for some basketball. We'll talk a little bit about each school. We'll let you know Hamilton Heights is going to be the visiting team on the scoreboard. Hamilton Heights has a school enrollment of 731. Their school was conglomerated. It turned into Jackson Central High School. Then in 1965, it became Hamilton Heights. Hamilton Heights Huskies are Class 3A, Sectional 24. Seven teams in their sectional. Sectional 24 going to happen this year at Hamilton Heights. We'll let you know a little bit about each team in the sectional. We'll mention their sectional record. Then we'll mention their class record. That's in Class 3A. And then we'll mention the overall record for each team. Hamilton Heights versus sectional opponents, they're 2 wins, 0 losses. Versus class opponents, they're 6-1. Overall, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies are 11-2. Followed up by Jay County. The Jay County Lady Patriots, we'll mention in sectional play, they're 2-1. In class basketball, they're 5-1. Overall, they are 13-1. That one loss came to Hamilton Heights on November 12th. It was at Jay County High School. It went one overtime, 45-44. It could be a synopsis for right there what's going to happen in the sectional. It's going to be a good one. We'll mention Delta, the Delta Lady Eagles. In the sectional, they're 2-1. They're 2-1 versus class opponents. They're 5-9 overall. Yorktown Lady Tigers, they're 1-1 in sectional play. 3-1 versus class 3A opponents. They're 5-8 overall. Frankton, the Lady Eagles are 1-1, 2-1. They're 10-3 overall. Centerville, they're 0-1 in sectional play. They're 0-2 versus class 3 opponents. Class 3A, I should say. They're 4-7 overall. Newcastle, the Lady Trojans. They're looking for their first win. They've played 3 sectional opponents. They've played 6 class opponents. Their next game will be their 16th game. We'll mention the principal at Hamilton Heights High School is Jared Mason. The athletic director is Kurt Ogden. The athletic office manager, that's Lee Ann Moffitt. We'll let you know Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802. State Road 19, Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. You can reach them by telephone at 317-984-3551. On the web, it's hhshuskies.org. They wear the colors orange, white, and brown. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference current standings. The current standings are like this. There are 10 in the conference. They have an East Division and a West Division. In the East, at the top right now, it's Northwestern. They're 2-0 in the East. They're 10-3 overall. Second position presently is Western. Western, they're 1-0 in the East. They're 12-4 overall. Tipton, third position right now, they're 1-2. They are 11-5 overall. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, they're going to play their first East Division matchup. That's going to be tonight. They're 0-0 currently. They're 11-2 overall. Followed up by Lewis Cass. Lewis Cass Lady King, they're 0-2. That's in the East Division. They're 6-10 overall. Just kept track there. There are 4 teams in the East Division at this point with double-digit wins in the win column. In the West Division of the Hoosier Conference, at the top, that's Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes Lady Indians, they are on fire. They're 3-0 in the West. They're 17-0, and that's overall record. We'll talk about the rankings here in a little bit. Twin Lakes has been at the top in Class 3A pretty much all season long. We'll also mention Benton Central. They're in second place presently. They're 2-1 in the West. They're 13-4 overall, followed up by Central Catholic. Central Catholic has not played a West Division foe as of yet. They're 10-5 overall. West Lafayette, the Lady Red Devils, they're 0-2 in the West. They're 13-3 overall. In Rensselaer, the Rensselaer Central Lady Bombers, they're 0-2 in the West. They are 8-6 overall. And if you could keep track there, there are also four of the five teams in the West that have double-digit wins in the win column. We'll let you know Hamilton Heights currently 11-2, yet to play in the first East game. That's going to happen tonight. And we'll mention Hamilton Heights averaging. This is an average in 13 games. They average 41.6 points offensively. Head coach of the Lady Huskies is Keegan Cherry. Keegan Cherry, 110 wins, 50 losses. Working in year number 7 at Hamilton Heights. Next game on the agenda for the Lady Huskies going to be this Saturday. It'll be this Saturday, the 7th. It will be a conference game. It's going to be an East Division matchup. The Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies are going to host the Northwestern Lady Tigers. That should be a good ball game. We'll talk a little bit about the Lewis Cass Lady Kings. Lady Kings, they have a school enrollment right here of 413. They're Class 2A, Sectional 36. There are 5 in their sectional. And Lewis Cass High School is going to host the sectional, Class 2A, Sectional 36. We'll talk about those in their sectional. Right now it's Pioneer. They're 1-0 in sectional opponents. They're 3-0 in Class 2A opponents. They're currently 13-2. North Miami. North Miami has not played a conference game yet. I should say they haven't played a sectional opponent yet. They are 2-0 versus Class 2A opponents. They are 10-3 on the season. Lewis Cass, Lady Kings. They have not played a sectional opponent as of yet. They're 4-3 versus Class 2A opponents. They are currently 6-10. Winamac. Winamac has not played a sectional opponent. They are 0-3 versus Class 2A opponents. They are 3-13 thus far on the season. In Wabash. Wabash, they're 0-1 versus sectional opponents. They're 3-2 Class 2A opponents. They're 10-5 overall. The principal at Lewis Cass King High School is Don Young. The athletic director, he is most instrumental every time we contact him. That's Coach Greg Marchand. And the athletic secretary, she's most instrumental also. That's Lindsay Kaufman in the athletic office. So we'll mention Lewis Cass High School is located at 6422. It's Indiana 218. That's Walton. Walton, Indiana, 46994. You can reach them by telephone at 574-626-2511. On the web, it's lewiscassathletics.com. They wear the colors red, white, and navy. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. They're also in the East Division. We'll remind you, in the East, it's Northwestern, Western, Tipton, Hamilton Heights, Lewis Cass. And we'll mention Lewis Cass Kings, currently 6 wins, 10 losses on the season, 0-2 in the East. This is an East Division matchup. Head coach is Kyle Amore. Very kind gentleman. Let us know the starting lineup. And we'll mention the next game on the agenda for Lewis Cass. Going to happen Wednesday. That's next Wednesday, January 11th. North Miami Lady Warriors will be right here to do battle with the Lewis Cass Lady Kings. That'll be a 6 o'clock ball game. So 2 minutes left here in the intermission. Both teams still shooting around, taking some leisurely shots. We're mentioning the Hoosier Conference game night tonight, January 5th, 2023. There are four games tonight. Two of them are Hoosier Conference matchups in the same division. First game we'll mention is 6 o'clock start tonight, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, a East Division matchup right here with the Lewis Cass Lady Kings. 7:30 start tonight will be McCutcheon there at Benton Central. 8 o'clock start tonight, Rensselaer Central, the Lady Bombers, will be at North Wright. 7 o'clock start tonight, Twin Lakes Lady Indians, going to be at Central Catholic to do battle with the Lady Knights. That is a West Division matchup. So pretty good games slated right there. Four games on the agenda. And I will also mention this game is in part being brought to you by TristanFishers.com since 1983. Great cars, great prices, great customers. You can dial them up, their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Tristan Fishers, 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. Their second location, Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road, Noblesville, Indiana. That's right between Westfield and Noblesville along State Road 32. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can visit them online or you can visit them on site. That's FritzinFishers.com, F-R-I-T-Z. So the clock at 8 minutes, we're getting ready to have the national anthem. Both teams standing at attention. The cheerleaders standing at attention. Public address addressing the crowd. And I'm getting ready for some basketball. Getting ready for our national anthem. And we're going to set this down for the national anthem. Well done, our national anthem. Jumbotron showing some nice graphics during the anthem. We're going to mention the starting lineups. We'll start with the visiting team on the scoreboard. Huskies will start like this. Wearing number 2, she's a 5'6" junior. That's Ella Hickok. She's averaging 7.2 points per game. Wearing number 10. She's a 5'9" junior. That's Cameron Runner. She's averaging 18.6 per game. We'll mention it. Wearing number 20, a 5'4" senior. That's Kaylee Roten. She's averaging 7.2 per ball game. Wearing number 23, 5'7" junior. That's Cassidy Schakel. She's averaging 3.1. Winding out the lineup, she wears number 24, 5'9" junior. That's Hadley Cherry. The coach of the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies is Keegan Cherry. Now we'll mention the starting lineup for the Lewis Cavs, Lady King. Lady King's going to start like this. Wearing number 5, she's a 5'1" freshman. That's Afton Griffin. She was 8.7 points per ball game. Wearing number 20, 5'2" junior, Faith Selby averaging 3.4 per game. Wearing number 40, 5'8" senior, Ellie Logan averaging 6.7 per ball game. Wearing number 45, a 6-foot junior, Kinsey Minnan, she's averaging 4.7 per ball game. The head coach of the Lewis Cavs Lady Kings is Kyle Amore. So they're finishing up the lineups right there, a public address. They turn the lights down as they normally do for the home team. Had to get out the old baby device right here. Phone that they charge so much for monthly, but it's well worth it. You know it is. What did we ever do prior to 1985 when we didn't have cell phones? We just had to leave messages on telephones and wait for someone to get back with you. It makes business a whole lot better having these cellular phones. And we're thankful for AT&T. They're introducing the starting lineup. We'll mention Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies have 11 on their roster. They have 2 seniors, 5 juniors, 4 sophomores, and 1 freshman. The Lewis Cavs Lady Kings have 9 on their roster. They have 2 seniors, 2 juniors, 1 sophomore, and 4 freshmen. There's a tip. Let me tip to the backcourt picked up there by Lewis Cavs. Lewis Cavs first possession of the ballgame. In the front court on the dribble, that's number 5, Afton Griffin. She'll bounce an elbow right side. They'll go down low with it off the glass. That wouldn't go. Shot taken there by 50. Lauren Walker back the other direction. Hamilton Heights on the drive. They'll take a shot in the paint. Going to be blocked. Kaylee Roten got her shot blocked. Going back the other direction on the dribble. Freshman guard, that's Afton Griffin. Outside the arc, 3-point shot wouldn't go. That shot taken by number 20. Faith Helby back the other direction. Hamilton Heights going to reset the offense. They're working back out top. Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok near the center circle. She'll work it right side behind the arc. Kevin Cherry. She'll go back out square enough. She'll work it left side behind the arc. Katie Roten. He'll bounce pass back to Ella Hickok. Outside the arc, Cameron Runner. They'll bounce skip pass to go opposite corner. 3-point shot off the mark. Wouldn't go. Katie Roten. Rebound. Hadley Cherry. They'll reset the offense. They'll try another approach. Going to work it to the corner. She'll dribble it back out. Cameron Runner. She'll bounce it outside the arc. Ella Hickok, 3-point shot. Good. 3-0 contest early going. We're at Lewis Cass High School. Hamilton Heights going to pressure in the backcourt. In the hands of 45, Kinsey Menon. She'll dribble in the backcourt. She'll bounce it. Pass will go across the timeline with number 5, Afton Griffin. Out top, they'll work the basketball. They'll work it left side. Faith Helby. Triple threat. She'll pass to the corner. Get back out to Helby. How are we going to cross-court pass on the dribble there? 5, Afton Griffin. They're working right side right there in the corner. They'll dribble it back out. Going to be off the hand of a Lewis Cass Lady King. Going to go out of bounds right there in front of the Husky bench. 3-0 contest. Hamilton Heights going to bring it in side court in front of their own bench from the back court. Kaylee Roten gets it into Ella Hickok. Hickok in the front court. On the dribble, 6:08 on the game clock, first quarter. Just one game here tonight, varsity competition. 6:00 was the tip time. Ella Hickok picked up her dribble, had nowhere to go, finally finds Katie Roten. Roten gets it back to Ella Hickok near the center circle. They'll work it outside on the dribble, Cameron Runner. She'll pass it back to Hickok. She'll try a 3-point shot the other direction. Wouldn't go, rims out. Rebound, Lewis Cass. Going to be a jump ball. Ball was brought down there on the rebound. Afton Griffin, she had it low enough that Cameron Runner locked her up. And the alternate possession arrow, in effect, is going to give it to Hamilton Heights. So taking a breather out of the ballgame is Afton Griffin, number 5. In the ballgame is number 4, Anna Hedrick. Out top, Hamilton Heights on the dribble. Ella Hickok, free throw line. works it behind the arc, right side. Katie Roten back out top. Cameron Runner works it around the perimeter. Ella Hickok, she's being guarded there by Faith Elby. Faith Elby, the ball's not free. Picked up by Lewis Chaff. Kinsey Menon back the other direction. Thought about coast to coast. She'll work it down low. Shot wouldn't go. Put back for wouldn't go, and they get another rebound. Lewis Chaff is going to be stripped right there, picked up by Cassidy Schaefel. Two shots right there in the paint. That was Lauren Walker. Couldn't get the first one. Kinsey Menon, and then Lauren Walker came down to the basketball and tipped away by Cassidy Schaefel. Outside the arc, Hamilton High, three-point shot in front of the Lewis Chaff bench. Wouldn't go. That was Katie Roten. Rebound in the front court. Now with the basketball. On the dribble for Anna Hedrick. Hedrick going to get a double team. Going to be a timeout call by Kyle Amore. He's going to bail her out with a timeout. 30-second timeout for Lewis Chaff. 4:48 left first quarter. It's still 3-0 early going. And we'll mention the Hamilton County Reporter. If you want the Hamilton County Reporter, you do not have to live in Hamilton County. You can get the in-county rate. These are papers delivered to you, $24 a year. Out-of-county rate, $60 a year. Just call Circulation Director Isaac Taylor, 765-585-9519. You can also get that delivered to your inbox on your computer. Just call Isaac Taylor, 765-585-9519. He'll hook you up, and you can get the Hamilton County Reporter, anywhere on this earth. They're going to inbound the basketball. Lewis Chaff on the dribble. Crossing the timeline at number 4, Anna Hedrick. Working to the corner, trying to work it down low. Going to throw the ball away. Hamilton Heights picked up right there. Katie Roten works it up ahead. Cameron Runner back to Roten. Single elbow left side. Dish it back. Behind the arc, Ella Hickok. Cassidy Schaefel, two-point shot good. Cassidy Schaefel for two. Schaefel on the season, she's now 20 for 38. She's just above 51%. From two-point land, going to be a steal at midcourt. Cameron Runner, she goes in to try to get a layup, and her shot is blocked. Goes out of bounds. Nice block shot by 45. Kinsey Menon, 6 feet tall. Cameron Runner, 5'9". She'll bring the ball in. Ride the bucket brought in by Cameron Runner. Into Ella Hickok. But we're going to see the corner. Tavis Cherry, opposite corner, three-point shot, rimmed around, wouldn't go. That was Cameron Runner fighting for the board there. Harry Cherry goes off of her leg, rolls right out of bounds. 4:03 on the game clock. We're in the first quarter. 5-0 contest. Lady Huskies in front. Lady Huskies providing pressure in the backcourt. They're going to get a foul whistled on Katie Roten. She's going to pick up the first foul in the ball game. She has one. Going to be brought in, Lewis Cass. Brought in at number 40, Ellie Logan. Going to try to get to the timeline. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. Going to be the last touch by number 4, Anna Hedrick. Going to give the ball back to the Lady Huskies. Be brought in half court, opposite of the scores bench. Brought in by Katie Roten, backcourt slightly. Gets it to Ella Hickok. She'll work it left side behind the arc. Cameron Runner on the dribble. Back out top, Hammond Cherry. Works it right side. Roten on the back pedal dribble. She'll work it right side. They go skip pass to the corner. Three-point shot in the air. Ella Hickok wouldn't go. Rebound. Cameron Runner back to Ella out top of the circle. She'll cross over. Working against her right there back in the ballgame is number 5, Afton Griffin. She'll get it back to Ella Hickok. Cross-court pass. Baseline jumper. Wouldn't go. That was Cassidy Schaefel. Got a 12-14 footer. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok averages 3.7 rebounds per game. That's just below 5.8 for Cameron Runner. Kaylee Roten down low, two-point bucket. Hamilton Heights, they're going to whistle a warning for netting. They're going to whistle a warning penalty against the Huskies for them. Touching the ball after it comes through a basketball net, their own net. If it happens again, it'll be a technical foul. The official warned the bench and let the Huskies bench know that that can't happen, and they know it. So they're going to bring the ball in from the backcourt. Belongs to Lewis Chaff. Brought in on the dribble, Afton Griffin crossing the sideline. Pretty good dribbler. Freshman class member. That's Afton Griffin. Where's number 5? Working around the perimeter. They go to the corner with it. Three-point shot on the way. Wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Lewis Chaff, 20. Faith Helby. Rebound Hamilton Heights, crossing the timeline with the dribble. Cameron Rutter, she's going to go in, right-handed shot off the glass, got the bucket, and she'll shoot one more. Cameron Rutter went coast to coast. Across the lane right there, right to left, for the left, a right-handed layup off the left side of the glass. In the ball game is Katie Brown. Katie Brown in the ball game, taking a breather. It's number 20. Roten, 2-point shot good. Now the 3-point play is good for Cameron Rutter. 10-0 contest. Going to be brought in from the backcourt. Brings it in 50. Lauren Walker back in the game. Ball's going to be kicked out of bounds. Cameron Rutter, quickest reflexes I've seen in a long time. The ball's going to be back in the hands of Lewis Cass. Left of the bucket on the baseline. Brought in there by number 20, Faith Helvey. Now we're going to see the front court on the dribble. Go off the glass. Left-handed layup is good. It's number 4, Anna Hedrick. She's just a freshman, 5'5". She averages 6 points a game. She got 2 right there. 10-2 contest. Lady Huskies by 8. Out top of the circle. Now center circle, Cameron Leonard. She'll bounce it right side. Ellie Hickok couldn't hold it. Pass was hard to hold. Picked up on the steal right there. Hedrick. Back the other direction. That's number 20, Faith Helvey. They're working down low off the hands of Lauren Walker. And it's picked up by the Lady Huskies. Going to cross the timeline on the dribble pace. Cameron Rutter works at left side behind the arc. Ella Hickok. Hickok on the dribble, guarding her is number 5, Afton Griffin. Right side behind the arc. 3-point shot wouldn't go. That was Cameron Rutter. Rebound have the Cherry. To get it back out the runner. They work at left side, Ella Hickok. Work it down low. They get in to Sassy Schakel. Outside, 3-point shot wouldn't go. Katie Brown, ball's fight for there on the rebound. It's going to be a jump ball. Simultaneous possession near the baseline on that carom. It's going to belong to Lewis Cass. Back in the ballgame for the Lady Kings, number 40, Ellie Logan. And I'm taking a breather right here. Lady King, back to the other direction. Picked up on the baseline at 4, Anna Hedrick. Hamilton Heights, a double team there. There's going to be a foul whistle. Going to whistle this on the Lady Huskies. Going to whistle this foul on number 23, Cassidy Schakel. She has one. Team foul number 2, Cassidy Schakel, going to take a breather. Back in the ball game, number 20, Katie Rutter. Shot from the corner, 3-point shot wouldn't go for Afton Griffin. Rebound, Lady Huskies. Katie Roten to the front court now. Ella Hickok on the dribble. Out top, guarding her is number 4, Anna Hedrick. So we're just outside the paint. Shot wouldn't go. Katie Roten. Rebound secured by Kinsey Menon. Lewis Cass, they pass to the front court. It's intercepted by Ella Hickok. She'll work it down. Katie Roten outside the paint. She'll kick it back outside. Now drive you baseline. Cameron Rutter. They'll work it back outside. Have the Cherry working around the perimeter. Ella Hickok in the corner. She'll dribble it back out. Looking for an outlet. She'll go to the corner with it. Katie Brown. She'll dribble it back out. They go out top of the circle. Katie Roten back to Ella. She'll work it down low. Have Cherry. Cherry brings it back out. She'll pop it back out top. They're working left side. 3-point shot good. Katie Brown. Katie Brown for 3. 37 seconds left here in the first quarter. 13-2. Lady Huskies in front. But we're going to see the timeline. We're going to pass. We'll cross it on the dribble. That's 45. Kinsey Menon. Ball tipped away. Going to be stolen by Katie Brown. Left-handed layup is good. 20 seconds left in the quarter. 15-2. Lady Huskies providing pressure in the backcourt. They'll dribble out of there. 5 after Griffin. Lost the handle. Go back the other direction. Bounce pass from Hadley Cherry. Going to be stolen by 20, Faith Helvey. Back the other direction. Baseline jumper. 1 second. Wouldn't go. A shot taken by number 20, Faith Helvey. And we'll go to a first quarter break. At the end of 1, Hamilton Heights 15, Lewis Cass 2. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, if you're looking for that real estate agent with care and concern of where you're going and where you're at, you can leave a text message or you can call Lisa Stokes Bear at 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. She can help with residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear, along with buying and selling for your best interest. Lisa also specializes in residential and corporate relocations. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker, Century 21 Sheets Company. Second buzzer, getting ready for the second quarter. It's going to be brought in. Hamilton Heights, alternate possession arrow. Couple of tie-ups in the quarter, maybe three. The opening tip was controlled by Lewis Cass. Ball brought in the front court now. On the dribble, Ella Hickok will sit right side behind the arc. Kaylee Roten to the corner. Katie Brown. She'll pass it back out. Cameron Runner, long pass, opposite way. Lost the handle, regained possession. That was Ella Hickok. Going to be a foul deep in the front court. Playing closely right there. Might have got a pop on the nose right there. They're going to whistle this foul on Lewis Cass, number 12, Kylie Logan. Kylie Logan, she's a 5'7" freshman. She's in the ballgame, varsity competition. Out top of the basketball, dribbling in the front court, Ella Hickok. She'll work at the left side behind the arc. Cameron Runner, she'll dribble it back out. Hit pass, Haley Roten. Back out top, Ella Hickok. Double team, she'll dribble in. Floater off the glass, got the bucket. Two, decided to play her tight. She went right by him and got the layup. 2 points for Ella Hickok. 17-2. Ball's in the front court on the dribble. That's Griffin. Afton Griffin. She'll get the ball back. She'll dribble it in. She'll bounce it left side behind the arc. That's number 4, Anna Hedrick. She'll dribble it back the other way. Pass play. Pass right there. Trying to get it. Then number 12, Kylie Logan. It's picked up by Hamilton Heights. Lady Huskies in the front court. Ella Hickok. Cross-court pass. To get back to Katie Brown. Back to Ella. Sub waiting to check in. Next dead ball for Lewis Cass, Lady Kings. Behind the arc right there, Kaylee Roten. Might have got away with a step right there. No call. Back out to Ella Hickok. So we're at the right side to the corner. Hadley Carey. She'll one dribble back out top. Kaylee Roten. She'll dribble in. Elbow right side to get back to Cameron Runner. For Katie Brown, she moves the ball on around to Ella Hickok. Looking for an entry pass. Screens being set right and left. So work it outside. Ella Hickok. Couple of steps behind the arc. Right elbow extended. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Kaylee Roten. She'll shoot one from the baseline. About a 12-footer. Wouldn't go. Rebound comes down. And it's last tipped out of bounds by Lewis Cass. In the ballgame for the Lady Kings, we're going to see number 1, Ava Hubner. 5'6" freshman. They tell me she's a little bit ailing, got a little bit of a pulled muscle, but she's coming back to reality. She's playing the game tonight. Long 3-point shot wouldn't go. Cameron Runner. Rebound out of there. That's number 1, Ava Hubner. 5'6" freshman. She's in the ballgame. But we're getting around the perimeter. They go to the corner. 3-point shot rimmed off, wouldn't go. Shot taken by 20, Faith Helvey. Back the other direction. Lady Huskies outside the arc. She'll go elbow shot left side. Short off the rim, wouldn't go. That was Kaylee Roten. Rebound secured. Right here, that number 40, Ellie Logan. She's averaging 6.9 rebounds per game for the Lady Kings. Just in front of her is Kinsey Menon, 7.6. The shot, the paint off the glass. Shot goes in. 2-point shot, and she'll get one more. That's number 1, Ava Hubner. Ava Hubner used some more minutes. She's working that pulled muscle, and she's getting back in the flow of things right now. But she'll get one more. 17-4. Second one goes up. She couldn't get it. 3-point play wouldn't happen, and rebound carries out. Picked up by Cassidy Schakel. She'll get it back to work right there. Cameron Runner back to Kaylee Roten. Cross-court pass behind the arc. Ella Hickok. They'll work at elbow. Get it back to Ella Hickok from Runner. Elbow right side. She'll back pedal dribble. Work at right side. Hadley Carey. They'll go to the corner with it. Kaylee Roten. There's going to be a holding foul off the ball. It's going to be whistled on Hamilton Heights. It's going to be an offensive foul. We'll double check here. No, they're going to call that on Lewis Cass. They're going to whistle that on number 1, Ava Hubner. She picked up her first foul in the ballgame. Both teams with 3 cumulative fouls thus far in the first half. 5:04 on the game clock. Second quarter, 17-4. Lady Huskies in front. Out top, Ella Hickok. She'll work at left side. Cameron Runner back to Hickok. Hickok elbow. Left side, she'll back pedal go behind the arc. Kaylee Roten, she'll step in. Take a two-point shot, rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound, Hadley Cherry. But we're back in. Kaylee Roten in the paint, lost the handle. Picked up there by number 5, Aspen Griffin. She gets it to teammate, 45, Kinsey Menon. Menon gets a junior, 6 feet tall. That's pretty tall for a gal, especially. The Huskies have a 6'2 freshman on their bench. Probably get some play here shortly. We're going to run, we're going to call it. Traveling violation in the front court on Lewis Cavs. Hamilton Heights is going to take a full 60-second timeout. 4:28 left, second quarter. 17-4, Lady Huskies in front. And we'll let you know this game is in parts, being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals are located at 1708 South 8th Street. That's in Noblesville, Indiana, 317-773-4800. 317-773-4800. They're authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. One way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet commercial with liftgates. Full line of moving supplies, locally owned and operated since 1998. The owner is on site daily. That's Dirk. You can find Dirk Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Checking in for Lewis Cass during the timeout. Back in the ballgame, number 50, Lauren Walker, 5'10 senior. Huskies bring it in. Cross the timeline with the basketball. They'll work at left side on the dribble. Going to bring it back out, Ella Hickok. Out top, Kaylee Roten. She'll dribble once, right side back to Ella Hickok. She'll pick up the basketball, go to the corner with it. Abby Cherry on the dribble, back out top to Cameron Runner. She'll dribble. She's working against Ava Hubner. On the dribble, out top, back pedal dribble. She'll work the left side, Kaylee Roten, in front of the Lewis Cass bench. Now back out top, Ella Hickok. Works her right side behind the arc, Cameron Runner. Back to Hickok, back pedal dribble, she'll bounce it. Right side behind the arc, Hadley Cherry. Back out to Ella Hickok, they're moving the basketball around the perimeter. Moving their feet very well as Lewis Cass, Lady Kings. Could be a push foul. Going across the right elbow right there, pass comes in. Cameron Runner collects the pass and absorbs the push foul. Lewis Cass, they're going to whistle a foul on Ava Hebner. Ava Hubner, she's got two. Taking a breather is Ava Hubner. And I'm also exiting the ball game is number 40, Ellie Logan. But working her dribble out top. Lady Kings working with number 50, Lauren Walker. Number 20, Faith Helby. Number 4, Anna Hedrick. Shot outside, wouldn't go. Kaylee Roten, ball comes down, going to be a jump ball. Alternate possession arrow gives it to Lewis Cass. Also in the ballgame for Lewis Cass is number 15, Miley Sipe. Miley Sipe, a 5'10" sophomore. She averages 4.1 per ballgame. Ball comes in to Sipe. They'll get it back. Working the ball around. They'll get it across the timeline with the pass. Aspen Griffin, going to drive it to the hoop. Going to be a foul on the baseline. She went on in. She got the bucket there. Not going to count. Pretty good drive right there. Going to whistle this foul on Hadley Cherry. She picks up her first foul in the ballgame. They'll work it down low. Two-point shot wouldn't go, but she'll shoot twice. Taking a shot in the paint right there with number 20, Faith Helby. They're going to whistle the foul on Kaylee Roten. She has two in the ballgame. Hamilton Heights with 5. 4 thus far for Lewis Cass. First shot up, rimmed around, wouldn't go. Back in the ballgame, substitution, Lady Huskies, that's number 3, Katie Brown. Take a breather, got 2 fouls thus far. That's Kaylee Roten going to take a seat. Second shot up, rims around, falls in. She gets the back end of a 2-shot foul. That's number 20, Faith Helby. Faith Helby working in the ballgame. She averages 3.4. She's almost there. Out top of the basketball and a dribble. Katie Brown, she'll work at left side behind the arc. Around Katie Brown gets a shot back from Hickok. It's a steal going coast to coast off the glass. 2-point bucket good. Lewis Cass, Lady King, number 4, Anna Hedrick. 17-7 contest. Outside the arc, Ella Hickok for 3. Wouldn't go. Going to be a foul. They're going to say it hit the wire apparatus that secures the backboard. They blow the whistle and they point at it and they give the ball back to Lewis Cass. Going to be brought in right of the bucket on the baseline. That's number 20, Faith Helby. Gets it in, touches hands briefly. Miley Sipe falls on the baseline. Should get out of there. Aspen Griffin trying to get it in Sipe. It's going to be tipped out of bounds by Katie Brown. That's here by the Husky bench. 2:25 left here in the second quarter. 17-7. Lady Huskies in front, brought in there by Sipe. In the front court on the dribble, Anna Hedrick. Working against her is Katie Brown. In the paint, she'll take a shot. Shot goes in. 2-point bucket, Anna Hedrick. As mentioned, 6-point average. She's almost there. 4 thus far. Going back the other direction. Outside the arc, working the basketball. Katie Brown, she'll dribble in, give it back out behind the arc. Ella Hickok. Hickok on the dribble. She'll dribble back, left side to work it down low, have the cherry, inside out play. 3-point shot short off the mark from the left corner baseline. That was Katie Brown. Going back the other direction, Afton Griffin. Good dribbling exhibition, and she goes off the glass. 2-point bucket. Griffin goes coast to coast. Afton Griffin, 5'1" freshman. So it's going to be a timeout. It's going to be a 30-second timeout on the floor. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies, you can shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com. Or stop in, if only to browse around. 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, plaques, fast turnaround, prices low. So low you may want to be a repeat customer. Noblesville Trophies, 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can reach them by phone, 317-773-7391. Brought in from the backcourt, Lady Huskies. Brought in by Had the Cherry. They're working through the front court now on the dribble, Ella Hickok. Hickok will work at left side behind the arc. Cameron Runner, triple threat. She'll dribble now. Working against her is Ava Hubner. We're going to bounce it behind the arc. We'll work it back around to the hands of Ella Hickok. In the ballgame for the Lady Huskies is number 4, Taylor Harley. Taylor Harley, she's a 5'6" sophomore. Behind the arc, Ella Hickok on the dribble. Working against her is number 5, Afton Griffin. She'll backpedal dribble near the center line. She'll look for an outlet right there. She'll bounce it in free throw line. Cassie Schakel back out to the cherry. Now back to Ella Hickok on the spin move. She'll work it right side behind the arc. Taylor Harley on the dribble. Working against her is number 4, Anna Hedrick. Out top, Ella Hickok. She'll go to the corner with it. That's Harley. She'll kick it back out. Cameron Runner on the dribble. Cross court, skip pass, Ella Hickok. She'll go baseline. She'll pass it down low off the glass in the paint. Cassidy Schakel from point blank range. 33 seconds left. Second quarter, 19-11. Lady Huskies by 8. Outside the arc, Afton Griffin. Shadwin goes just left of center. 3-point land. Rebound secured. Ellie Logan. They'll work it back around. Outside the arc, 3-point shot wouldn't go. Miley Sipe. Ball's going to be deflected out of bounds. Going to belong to the Lady Huskies. Back in the ballgame for the Lady Kings, we're going to see number 20, Faith Helby. Also number 50, Lauren Walker. 14.9 left. Huskies going to bring it from the backcourt. They'll toss it in. Picked up right there. 14 seconds. Clock moving. Going to pass it across the timeline. Ella Hickok. Kaylee Roten back to Ella Hickok. Outside the arc. Working it back around. Cameron Runner. 5 seconds left. Kaylee Roten. Center way. They're going to get it back to Kaylee Roten. She'll let it go with a second left. And she got the bucket. Left elbow extended. 3-point land. Kaylee Roten will go to halftime. Halftime score, Hamilton Heights, 22, Lewis Cass, 11. We'll go to a 10-minute intermission. And we'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, the place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. They have a myriad of products for you to choose from. Visit them at Runyon Truck Store, located at 27857 Henry Gunn Road. That's an Atlanta, Indiana address, 46031. Or you can check them out on Facebook, Runyon Truck Store, Inc. And again, their location, that's Runyon Truck Store, your place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. There at Runyon's, they bleed orange. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by RE/MAX, a new realty. RE/MAX, a new realty. Are you looking for real estate professionals in Tipton, Indiana? Visit RE/MAX, a new realty, and connect with a real estate expert today. RE/MAX, a new realty in Tipton, is the premier real estate agency serving Tipton, Hamilton, Cass, Owen, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. RE/MAX, a new realty. They're located at 221 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them up at 765-675-3100. Again, their number is 765-675-3100. You can reach them on the web at anewrealtyhomes.com. That's RE/MAX, a new realty. This game is also in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They are at the south edge of Cicero, right there at Cicero Town Plaza. They're team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. Reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. That's 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. So while we got some tabulations here, we'll go ahead and mention Class 2A rankings. Now, this is the coaches' poll. This poll happened on January 2nd. So it's just a few days ago. Here's the top 16 in Class 2A. Sectional 39 representative at number 1, Blackbird Lady Bruins. They're 15-0. Sectional 35 representative at number 2, Central Noble, they are the Lady Cougars. They're 16-0. Sectional 47 at number 3, North Knox. They are the Lady Warriors. They're 17-1. Sectional 48, they're at number 4. That's Forest Park, Lady Rangers. They're 14-2. Sectional 38, that's number 5. That's the Carroll Lady Cougars, that's nearby, right there on 18. Carroll Lady Cougars, they're currently 15-2. Sectional 33 at number 6, Andrean Lady Viking 59ers, they're 13-2. Sectional 46, number 7 in the state this week, that's Brownstown Central Lady Braves, they're 13-4. Sectional 47, at number 8 ranked, Linton Stockton Lady Miners. They're 13-2. Sectional 39. They're at number 9. That's the Eastbrook Lady Panthers. They're 10-3. Tied at number 10, there are three teams. The first two were in sectional 38. The third of three in sectional 38, that last one was Carroll Cougars. These two, one of them, the first one's Lafayette Central Catholic Lady Knights, they're 10-5. The other one from sectional 38 at number 10 is Seeker Lady Patriots. The head coach of the Lady Patriots in his first season, 15-1, that's coach Chad Wetz. Chad Wetz, the coach right there for Seeker. We'll mention also at number 10, sectional 42, Eastern Hancock Lady Royals. They're 13-3. At number 13, there are two teams tied at 13. First one is sectional 36 representative Pioneer Lady Panthers. They're 13-2. The second one is out of sectional 43. That's the University High School Lady Trailblazers. They're 10-4. And at number 15, representing sectional 42, Triton Central Lady Tigers, 11-3. And at number 16, sectional 48, the second of two, the last one was Forest Park. This one is Crawford County Lady Wolfpack at 12-5. 4:05 left on the intermission clock. We'll go ahead and mention Class 3A. Class 3A rankings. This is a coach's poll. 3 days ago, it was tabulated on January 2nd. Have the top 12 right here. At number one, they've been there all year. They're sectional 22. Sectional 22 representative, Twin Lakes, Lady Indians. Head coach is Brad Bousman. I spoke to Brad Bousman at the Twin Lakes football game after the game. What a quality guy. Brad Bousman, working in year number 20 at Twin Lakes. 271 wins, 189 losses. Twin Lakes Lady Indians this week right now are 17-0. One of the coaches from the bench right there for Lewis Katz let me know. The summer ball, AAU, you name it, D1 camp. He said out-of-state foes, guys, teams from out-of-state couldn't keep up with Twin Lakes Lady Indians. We'll also mention at number two, sectional 23, Norwell Lady Knights, they're 13-3. Sectional 26 at number three in the state this week, Indian Creek Lady Braves, they're also 17-0. Sectional 32, number four this week, Evansville Memorial Lady Tigers, they're 15-0. Sectional 24 at the Hamilton Heights sectional. At number five, Jay County, Lady Patriots. They're currently 14-1. Sectional number 30. At number six, Corydon Central, Lady Panthers. They're 15-2. Also, sectional 24. At number seven this week, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. 11-2. Sectional 19. At number eight this week, Mishawaka Marion, Lady Knights. 13-4. At number nine, there are two teams tied. One is from sectional 22, right there with a sectional involving Twin Lakes. At number nine, sectional 22, West representative is the West Lafayette Red Devils. West Lafayette Red Devils handed Hamilton Heights one of their losses. Their second loss is from 4A school. They won a state last year, helped Bill Millers. We'll also mention at number nine, sectional 25, Danville Lady Warriors. They are 14-2. Sectional 20. That's number 11 in the state this week. Fairfield Lady Falcons, 13-2. And at number 12 this week, in the Class 3A girls basketball poll, at number 12, number 20, sectional 23, the Northwestern Lady Tigers. They're currently 9-3. Northwestern Lady Tigers will be at Hamilton Heights. Saturday, there'll be one game. I believe so. They might have to double check there, but there may be two. Don't quote me. But the 2 o'clock game is going to be the varsity game. PutMeInSports.com will be there. It'll be Hamilton Heights hosting Northwestern. And that should be a really good matchup out of the East Division of the Hoosier Conference. So both teams getting ready for basketball here in the second half. Hamilton Heights going to have the ultimate possession arrow. Game clock rolling down, 20 seconds. Both going to be brought in side court, off scores bench. Katie Roach, she's going to toss it in, backcourt strike. Ella Hickok, clock rolling down, 8 seconds. Lewis Cass, Lady King's going to adjourn their huddle.
Close the buzzer.
We're ready for second half basketball. A little bit chilly outside. The weather's getting colder. But earlier in this week, you could almost ski behind the boat. Almost. They brought the ball in. 7:57, ball's in the front court. Lady Huskies on the dribble. Kaylee Roten, Ella Hickok back to Roten. Well behind the arc. Afton Griffin providing defense. Back to Ella. Now back out to Kaylee Roten. Afton and Griffin going to provide the defense once again as they move their feet on the 2-3 zone. Outside the arc, thought about a shot. Ella Hickok elected not to take it. Kaylee Roten outside now on the dribble. She'll bounce it in. Cameron Runner back to Hickok. She'll take this one. 3-point shot wouldn't go. Right elbow extended. Rebound secured there by Cameron Runner. She goes baseline. There'll be a foul called, and Runner is going to absorb the foul. They're going to whistle this foul on 50. Lauren Walker, she has one in the ballgame. They'll work it down low. Alley-oop pass. Good. They're going to call foul also on the play. Bucky is going to count Cameron Runner. And that's pretty. Say what? If you got film on the Huskies, you know that play's coming up sometime during the ball game. 7:25 on the game clock. Basket good. They're going to whistle this foul. Lauren Walker. They're going to get the Huskies. Same play. They ran the play again in the paint. Alley-oop to Cameron Leonard, and the Lady Huskies come up with 4 in that time down the floor. Going to work baseline. Baseline picked up her dribble. That's 20. Faith Helby. Go back to the corner. Faith Helby. She's a double team. Kennedy Roten, Ella Hickok. She passes out of it. But we're going to the corner. High pass. Couldn't hold it. Ella Hickok picks it up. Going across the timeline. Hickok going to slow it up. Going to pass it out top. Hadley Cherry. Back to Hickok. Left side. She'll bounce pass. She'll bring it back to the corner. Kennedy Roten for 3. Rims off long. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Lewis Cass, number 4, Anna Hedrick. To the front court, Afton Griffin. Thought about a shot, she'll backpedal dribble. She'll reset it in the offense out top. She get a left side behind the arc. That's number 40, Ellie Logan. Back to Griffin, crossover dribble. She'll take a 16-footer straight away off the glass. Who said the bank isn't open? Because that ATM is always open. That was Afton Griffin for 2. 26-13, Lady Huskies in front. They're working in free throw line. That's Cameron Runner. Hadley Cherry back out to Kaylee Roten. Work cross-court pass. Behind the arc, Ella Hickok back to Roten. In front of the Husky bench, Cameron Runner, triple threat. She'll pass it out top. The move at left side. Going to go baseline drive. Layup, good. Credit the bucket, Ella Hickok. 28-13, Lady Huskies by 15. 5:48 left in the third quarter. Lewis Cass going to toss the ball away. Picked up in the backcourt by Kaylee Roten. Long softball pass to the front court. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Lewis Cass. Back in the ball game for the Lewis Cass Lady Kings. Number 1, Ava Hubner. Also in the ball game, 15, Miley Sipe. They're going to inbound the basketball deep. They're going to let it roll. It goes backcourt. Ella Hickok retrieves it. She never controlled it in the front court. So they're working back to the front court now on the dribble. Kaylee Roten works it right side behind the arc. Ella Hickok back to Roten behind the arc. Afton Griffin moving her feet, playing defense. Kaylee Roten thought about a shot. She'll bring it back out. She'll reset the offense straight away near the center circle. Crossover works it left side. Ella Hickok. Going to be a foul whistle. It's going to be off the ball. They're going to whistle this. It's going to be an offensive foul off the ball. Going to be whistled on Hadley Cherry of the Lady Huskies. She has 2. That's the first foul Lady Huskies here in the second half. 2 thus far, second half on Lewis Cass. Working about behind the arc on the dribble, Afton Griffin. They're going to the corner with it. Sipe. Sipe thought about a shot. She'll bring it back out. Number 4, Anna Hedrick. Back to Sipe, outside edge. She'll get it back to Hedrick. Move the ball around the perimeter. right there. Ava Hubner with the basketball. She'll bounce it down low. Shot taken just outside the paint. Wouldn't go. That was 40. Ellie Logan. And they're going to whistle this ball out of bounds. They're going to say it was last touch. Last touch by Lady Huskies. Going to be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. They'll bring it in. Tipped away. Cameron Runner. Picked up there by Hadley Cherry on the dribble. She'll get it back to Ella Hickok. Crossing the timeline on the dribble, she'll slow it up now. Ella Hickok looks at left side. Kaylee Roten on the dribble back to Hickok. Now back out well beyond the arc. Straight away, Kaylee Roten, she'll dribble once. Back to Ella. There's going to be a collision. They're going to call a blocking foul. Trying to get in position to play the basketball. Ella Hickok kind of drew that foul because of the movement of number four. That's Anna Hedrick. She picks up her first foul in the ball game, and she'll take a breather. So outside the arc, Lady Huskies in the front court. 4:23 left. We're in the third quarter. We're at Lewis Cass King High School. What a tremendous gymnasium. They're going to host a sectional Class 2A. It's going to be perfect. Lots of seats right here. I think it's about 3,900, somewhere in that vicinity. Going to dribble in. Elbow, pass it back out. Ellie Hickok for three. Shot wouldn't go off the mark. She chases the board. Picked up by Cassidy Schakel. Schakel resets the offense. They get it to Hadley Cherry. Back out Cameron Runner. Elbow right side. She'll backpedal dribble. She'll bring it back out. She'll reset the offense. On the stationary dribble. Work it back outside. Haley Roden. She'll get it back from Cherry. They'll get it back out to Ella Hickok. She'll reset the offense straight away. She'll dribble right side behind the arc. She'll work it down low. Cameron Runner, ball serum, picked up by Cassie Schakel. Touches the hands of Roden. Back out to Ella Hickok. Now back to Hadley Cherry, back to Hickok. And they'll go baseline right now with Cameron Runner. She absorbs a pretty good shot right there. No foul. Knocks her head back. She'll go in to go off the glass. She'll take a shot. It wouldn't go, but she'll get two. Cameron Runner took a pretty good shot to the noggin right there. No whistle. It happened pretty quick. If you can't blow the whistle within a second of an infraction, then you probably shouldn't blow the whistle. That's what happened there. 3:15 left, third quarter. First shot up and good. Cameron Runner. Substituted back in. Lewis Cash. Number four, Anna Hedrick. Number 20. Faith Helby, and number 5, excuse me, number 50, Lauren Walker. Two at the strike, she got the first. Second one, rims off, wouldn't go, rebound, Ella Hickok. It just tear him perfectly right to where she was at. Lady Huskies, another chance in the front court. 3:06, clock moving. Kaylee Roten going to dribble in, she goes layup, wouldn't go. Underhanded layup, a bit strong off the board. Rebound secured there. Kinsey Menon will go to the front court, it's going to go off the hands of number 20, Faith Helby, going to belong to the Lady Huskies. 2:55 on the game clock. Going to be a timeout called. Lady Huskies, they're going to call a 30-second timeout. And we'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Hope Jewelers. That's Hope Jewelers in Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater, 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton. Reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers are open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. On Saturday, 9:30 to 2. That's Hope Jewelers in Tipton. Ball brought in from the backcourt. Lady Huskies crossing the timeline. Ella Hickok. Hickok being guarded right there by Anna Hedrick. They're working left side way deep in the front court. Kaylee Roten back to Ella. Back to Kaylee. Kaylee going to be picked up right there by Kinsey Menon. They're working across the court pass right there. Menon going to guard the basketball. Kaylee Roten without a dribble. Pass it right side. Cameron Runner should go baseline. Should kick it back out. Ella Hickok. Outside the arc, Kaylee Roten thought about a three. Menon was right there in her face. They're going to whistle the foul off the ball. And Ella Hickok is going to absorb the foul. They're going to whistle his foul on number 20, Faith Helby. Faith Helby has her first foul in the ballgame. That's five here in the second half. A cumulative on Lewis Cass. Hamilton Heights with just one. 2:12 left. Third quarter across the lane, Cameron Runner works it outside. Cassie Schakel, about a 16-footer, wouldn't go. Ball's on the floor. They're going to call it going the other direction. They're going to whistle this. It's going to be a foul whistle on the Lady Huskies. It's going to be called on number two, Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok going to pick up her second foul in the ballgame. Second foul, second half on the Lady Huskies. They bring the ball in. Touches the hands briefly. Kenzie Manning. Running across the timeline. Hamilton Heights applying pressure. The shuttle across the timeline. That's Anna Hedrick. To the front court. To the left corner. That's Helby. Helby looking to bounce it out of there. Got it down to the paint. Just outside the paint. Trying to get it to Lauren Walker. They're going to whistle a foul. This foul's going to be whistled on the Lady Hefty. Hadley Cherry had three. And the ball's going to be brought in right the bucket. Lewis Cass going to be brought in by Kinsey Menon. Kinsey Menon, a 6-foot junior, to the corner. He'll bring it back out on the dribble there. That was Hubner. Ava Hubner looks back out to Griffin. After Griffin works it down low, touches hands briefly. Kinsey Menon back to Griffin. Now back to Hubner straight away. Guarding her loosely is Cameron Rutter. He'll bounce it right side. Crossover dribble. That's freshman dribbler, Aston Griffin. Going to right side to the corner, Ellie Logan. Left elbow. She'll pass out of there. Cross the way right there. Picked up on the dribble. Going to work her way in. That's Menon. Just outside the paint. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound putback wouldn't go, but she got fouled. And she'll go to the foul stripe. That's number 15, Miley Sipe. Miley Sipe going to shoot a couple. They're going to whistle this foul on 23, Cassidy Schakel. Cassidy Schakel has two in the ballgame. That's the stripe, 15, Miley Sipe. First shot up and good. Miley Sipe hits her first free throw, I believe so, of the season. She's now 1-for-2. I do have 15 game stats. They played 16. Ball goes in. They're going to call a lane violation, but she made it. Lane violation was on the Lady Huskies. She had a little bit of a hesitation on that shot as a free throw, and it just fooled the Lady Huskies. But it didn't matter. Shot went in, so the whistle meant nothing. So they bring the ball in from the backcourt. 29-14, Lady Huskies by 15. 1:04 left here in the third quarter. Working it out top. Kaylee Roten, left side, back to Ella Hickok. Working their feet gingerly right there. Menon guarding the basketball. Haley wrote the shot from three-point land, just left of center, wouldn't go. It'll be a rebounding foul right here. They're going to whistle this on Lewis Cass. 48.8 left. They're going to whistle this foul on number 12, Kylie Logan. Kylie Logan has two. Lewis Cass now with six second half. Hamilton Heights with four. Outside the arc, 44 seconds. Jump pass. That's just in the jump move on the layup. She comes down with 2 feet. That's Cameron Runner in the paint. Shot wouldn't go, but she got fouled. Cameron Runner at the stripe. The foul whistled on number 50, Lauren Walker. 5'10 senior. Lauren Walker has three in the ballgame. First shot good. Cameron Runner, she's 2-for-3. In this ballgame, Cameron Runner entered this game with an 83%. Free throw percentage. She's now 71-for-86 on the season and 72-for-87 as she makes the second one. 41 seconds left. On the dribble, trying to cross the timeline, playing her loosely there is Cameron Runner. That was Aston Griffin. She passes it left side. Kenzie Menon back to Griffin. 30 seconds left. Going to go off the glass. Some friction there. No call. Aston Griffin couldn't get the shot. Back the other direction, Cameron Runner. And she gets the ball recycled out of bounds, a block shot. Once again, for Kenzie Menon. Entering the ball game for Lewis Cass, going to be number 4, Anna Hedrick. taking a breather last year is number 40, Ellie Logan. Ball brought in. Cameron Runner works at left side behind the arc. Ella Hickok, 15 seconds left here in the third quarter. Working the dribble there, Cameron Runner. Cross-court pass, Katie Roten back to Ella. 8 seconds left. Dribbling out top, she's 4 steps behind the arc. Back to Katie Roten, 2 seconds. Dribbling out, Katie Roten outside the arc. 3-point shot, good. She gets the final 3-point shot in the third quarter. And she did it once before in the first half. 34-14, Lady Huskies in front. We're at the end of the third quarter. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. They're in Arcadia. That's AGM Auto. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. They can be that good mechanic you're looking for. They do everything under the hood, along with your new tires, and now AGM is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. And they now restore classic cars and trucks. They're reaching out to Central Indiana. All are welcome. To find them, AGM Auto, take Howard Avenue west off of State Road 19. They are behind the Arcadia Ballpark. They're there presently, but we'll mention AGM Auto as of the 1st of March. You can find them at their new location, 6620 East 266th Street, Arcadia. If you didn't know, that's right up at the top of the hill from that biggest bridge just right outside of Arcadia. If you're going west, right there, which is known as Vodcom. They'll be there after the 1st of March. So the ball's going to be brought in, alternate possession arrow, Lewis Cass to the front court on the dribble. Anna Hedrick, she goes to the floor to save the basketball and a call for a traveling violation. That was number 20, Faith Helby. Ball's going to be brought in side court. Three-quarter court. Have the chair, you're going to get into Ella Hickok. 7:50. Left here in the fourth quarter, Lady Huskies in the front court. Dribble out top, Katie Rose, she'll pass it left side. Ella Hickok across the free throw line. Cameron Runner back to Katie Rose, and she'll nail another 3-point shot. Left elbow extended. 37-14. Going to the front court, Hallie Cherry with the steal. Dishes it up ahead, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner off the glass, 2-point bucket is good. And they're going to begin. This is going to begin the mercy rule. We'll start here. It's going to be a timeout called. It's going to be a 30-second timeout called by Coach Amor. Coach Amor talking to his troops right here. Coach Kyle Amor. And they're going to set down and call this a 60-second timeout. We'll mention PutMeInSports.com in Varsity Sports. Since 2008, happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. The Knights captured the Class 1A state title back earlier this past spring, 2022. They finished 27-6 on the season. Football in the fall, Put Me in Sports and Tipton Blue Devils football, along with basketball in the winter. Tipton Blue Devils basketball, Central Catholic Knights basketball, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies basketball in the winter. Feeling like winter right now outside. It's going to get chillier. They're going to say it's going to stay in the 40s, at least until next Thursday. That sounds good. 7:15 on the game clock. Clock moving. Mercy rule, it's going to continue to move. It'll stop for timeouts, injuries, and for free throw shooting. And the front court with the basketball. Afton Griffin works to the left side. She'll work it back in. That's Ellie Logan. Lost the handle. Going to be picked up by Cassie Schakel. She'll pass it up ahead. Crossing the timeline, Kaylee Roten. She'll work it out to Ella Hickok. Hickok going to pick up a screen from Roten. Cross-court pass back to Roten. She'll take a 20-footer, 3-point land, left of center, wouldn't go. Ball caroms is tracked down by Katie Roden. She saves it from going across over and back right there in front of the scorer's bench. Back out on the dribble. Ellie Hickox, you're working into Cameron Runner. Cameron is going to backpedal it back across the tie. She's going to be a three-point line. She'll dribble in now in the paint. She'll take a shot off the glass. She got the bucket. It was kind of a surface shot. But Cameron Runner might have got a pretty big shot to go in right there. Might have been her 1,000th point. Not sure. That's it, Cameron Runner. I was wondering why they were cheering so much on that 2-point shot that went in. I mean, it was a little bit off balance, but they were cheering because that was her 1,000th point. And Coach Keegan Cherry asking if they can have that basketball. They'll replace it. They did so. Cameron Runner is going to get the basketball, get a little bit of a hug right there from Coach Keegan Cherry. Cameron Runner has sisters. Bailey played most recently. And this is Cameron. Let me introduce you to Cameron Runner. 6:22 on the game clock. Free throws being shot. It stopped the clock. 41-14 at the Palinome on the scoreboard. AJ points. Numbers of his cards. So shot goes in, 3-point play good for Cameron Runner. She now has 1,001 points as a Hamilton Heights Lady Husky. She's just a junior. Gonna get the rebound, Cameron Runner off the shot missed by Afton Griffin. Back the other direction, Cameron Runner. She's gonna dribble in, she'll go off the glass, and they're gonna call a traveling violation. Not so sure. It looks funny. But that's just a step and a half for a layup, even though she's a little bit far away from the basket. So I hope that gentleman looks at the video and looks at it closely, but he won't, you know. So Cassidy Schaefer is going to exit the ball game, back in the ball game for the Lady Huskies. Number 4, Taylor Harley. She's a 5'6" sophomore. 6:02, clock moving, 42-14, Lady Huskies in front. Mercy rule has been implemented. That means the clock's going to move the remainder of the fourth quarter unless there's an injury, a timeout, or free throws being shot. So on the dribble, Afton Griffin guarding her out. Well outside the arc is Ella Hickok, tipped to the backcourt. Griffin picks it up. Ella Hickok working her feet pretty good. She'll pass out of there right there. Ball's going to be saved. Afton Griffin's going to pass it outside. Ball's pitched. Griffin, they're calling over the back, and I don't, over and back, and wow, that took some good eyesight. There was a lot of two teams right there. Not so sure, but he blew the whistle, and he gives the ball back to the Lady Huskies. Brought in half court, Cameron Runner. Slightly to the back court, number 2, Ella Hickox, works it right side. Well behind the arc, Taylor Roten, back to the corner, 3-point shot on the way, rimmed out, Cameron Runner wouldn't go. Both in the hands of 45, Kenzie Menon. She'll dribble across the timeline, picked up by Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner tries to steal the basketball and gets caught for a reach-in. She's going to pick up the foul. Cameron Runner has played almost the full game, and she picked up her first foul in the ballgame. Clean basketball is what it's about. Kaylee Roten going to take a breather. She gets a high five from Coach Small. Medium five from Coach Keegan Cherry. Hadley Cherry on the floor. Katie Brown on the floor. We'll mention Taylor Harley on the floor. Ella Hickox picks up a steal right here from Afton Griffin. She's going back the other way. Afton Griffin going to reach in, commit a foul in the center circle. And also on the floor for the Lady Huskies. We'll look up ahead there. Katie Brown, Ella Hickox going to the stripe. Cameron Runner. Still in the ball game. She's got 1,001 points. And her junior season is only about 3/4 of the way over. At the free throw line, Ella Hickox. First shot rims out, wouldn't go. Rebounds. Front court, Cameron Runner comes up with it. Back to Ella. Back to Cameron. Outside the arc, 3-point shot, good. Cameron Renner, she acknowledges a good pass from Ella. 4:40 on the game clock. 45-14. Bounce pass behind the arc. They work it down inside. Ava Hubner gets it in to 12. Kylie Logan. Ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Huskies. Going to be brought in front court. Lua Cass, number 40. Ellie Logan tosses it in. Afton Griffin out top on the dribble. Working against her is Ella Hickok. 5'1" versus 5'6". Outside the arc, moving the basketball, Lauren Walker, triple threat available. Guarding her is Hadley Cherry. She'll dribble right around the perimeter. She'll get it back to Afton Griffin on the dribble, backpedal dribble. She'll work on the left side behind the arc. Ava Hubner. Ava Hubner is going to absorb a foul. It's going to be a trip foul. It's going to be whistled on number 4, Taylor Harley. It was just a footwork foul. You can't do much about it. They called a blocking foul. It was a trip, and Taylor Harley had her first foul in the ball game. Huskies with 6. Lewis Cass with 9, so we're shooting the rest of the way. Next foul on Lady Huskies going to put Lewis Cass in the bonus. Next foul on Lewis Cass going to put the Huskies in the double bonus. Outside the arc, 15, Miley Sykes will dribble left side. She'll work it back right side. Ava Hubner working against her is Taylor Harley. She picked up her dribble to get her back out top and drive the lane. They're going to whistle the foul. Driving the lane hard right there was 5, Afton Griffin. Afton Griffin, she's not been to the free throw line yet. I got to mention, she's shooting 72% at the strike. She's there now. She's going to shoot the bonus. Afton Griffin. I got her down for 21 for 29. She's a freshman. She'll bounce a few times. She'll eye it and fly it. It'll rim around, fall off. Rebound, Cameron Runner. Outside the arc on the dribble. Back out top, Cameron Runner. Works it right side behind the arc. Ella Hickok, Afton Griffin guarding the basketball. Working it around the perimeter. Katie Brown. Out top, Cameron Runner. Outside the arc, back to Ella Hickok. And Afton Griffin following the basketball. Whistle sounds. Shot taken by Cameron Runner. It's not going to be allowed. It did not go anyway. They're going to call an offensive foul. Player control foul on Hamilton Heights. They're going to whistle this one on number 4, Taylor Harley. She has 2. That's foul number 10. I'll double check it. Number 8 for the Huskies. So they're going to work the basketball out top on the dribble. Ava Hubner to the corner. Kylie Logan. Work it back to the corner again. Hubner from the corner. She'll dribble it back out top. Stepping in the path of the bounce pass. Going to steal it back the other direction. Wouldn't go for Ella Hickok. Rebound put back is good for Hadley Cherry. Cherry for 2. It's 47-14. Bounce pass behind the arc. They go to the corner with it. Ava Hubner. Picked up a screen from Miley Sipe. Out top, picked up the basketball. Again, that's number 12, Kylie Logan. Out top to Sipe. Sipe on the dribble. She's going to work her way in just outside the paint. She'll pass it back out. Hubner will retrieve it. Afton Griffin on the drive right here. She'll pass it back behind the arc. Sipe back inside to Griffin. She'll go through the lane. She'll come out of there. And a bounce pass inside to Lauren Walker. It's tipped out of bounds, last touch by the Lady Huskies. Ella Hickok is going to take a breather in the ballgame for her. We're going to see number 12, Morgan Ottinger. She's a 5'5" junior. Ottinger in the ballgame. Elbow left right side. They'll bring the ball back out. Lewis Cass on the possession. Faith Helvey going to be a holding foul. They're going to whistle a foul on the Lady Huskies. They're going to whistle a foul on Morgan Ottinger. She has 1. Morgan Ottinger, they're going to shoot free throws here. It's going to be the bonus. Last time it'll be the bonus for Lewis Cass. Lady Huskies have 9 cumulative. First shot up and good. She'll earn the second one. But she's going to get a bounce pass from the official. Free throw line. She'll eye it, fly the second one, and rim off long. She got the front end of a two-shot foul. That was number 20, Faith Helvey. To the front court, Cameron Runner on the dribble. Out top, the word is Katie Brown. Moving around the perimeter, Morgan Ottinger. Skip pass, right side behind the arc, Cameron Runner. to go baseline. She'll kick it back out, Katie Brown, to the corner. Ottinger going to dribble it back out. Work it right side. Long three-point shot rims off. Cameron Leonard. Ottinger nearly boarded the basketball. Going to be picked up here by Ava Hebner. Hebner picks it up and steps on the baseline with that step foot. They're going to give the ball back to the Lady Huskies. Kaylee Roden going to enter the ball game. Abby Cherry going to stay in the ball game. Taylor Harley going to check out of the ball game. Cassidy Shakel back in the game, wears number 23. Ella Hickok, number 2, back in the ballgame for the Lady Huskies. Abby, take that back. Katie Brown will take a breather. 1:52 on the game clock. They'll toss it in. Outside the arc, Cassidy Shakel. She hands off Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner in the back pedal dribble being guarded there by number 5, Afton Griffin. 1:42 on the game clock. 47:15. Lady Huskies in front. They're working the ball around the perimeter, well outside the three-point stripe. Out top, Katie Roten working right side, Cameron Runner. Cross-court skip pass, Ella Hickok. Cross-court skip pass, Cameron Runner. Three-point shot, long three, wouldn't go. They're going to say the ball hit their apparatus again, something at the other end of the floor. So it's out of bounds. They're going to give the ball to Lewis Cass. They stopped the clock for substitutions, I noticed. Cameron Runner's going to check out the ball game. She gets a good hand clap. Pretty good faithful crowd. Hamilton Heights travels pretty well for a 40-minute drive. That's not too bad with the snow. A little bit of the snow. Not a whole lot. Let's save the ball from going out of bounds. Try to put on the side court line. That was Emily. You should say number Miley Sykes, number 15. I will say, probably about 6-8 years ago, I was here for a boys game. We came in the gym, we played a game, we played one overtime, that was Mr. Ballinger's team. We left here with, I think with a victory, I can't remember, but we walked outside and there was 6 inches of snow that had fallen. So it was a 90-minute trip to get back to Arcadia. So working the basketball outside, Morgan Monty Ottinger, elbow right side, Katie Roten to the corner. Working it back around, Ottinger outside the arc, they'll go to the corner with again. That was Taylor Harley. I'm going to call a timeout, get some substitutions in. Coach Keegan Cherry called a timeout. He didn't really want the duration of the timeout. He just wanted to get Jocelyn Wolfgang in the ballgame and Vivian Lynch. So Jocelyn Wolfgang in the game. She's a 5'9 junior. Take that back. Jocelyn Wolfgang is a 5'6 senior. She wears number 14. Vivian Lynch is a 5'6 sophomore. She wears 42. Jocelyn Wolfgang with the basketball. Pass to the corner. Going to be picked up by Hubner. Hubner going back the other direction. Take a drive in. There's going to be a traveling violation. She got the bucket. It won't count. Kylie Logan, 5'7 freshman. 4 freshmen on Lewis Cass varsity. This team is going to be a team to be reckoned with. And that was told to me by Kyle Amore, and I believe it. So 25 seconds left. In the front court on the dribble, Morgan Ottinger. Going to work it back the other direction. Ball's going to be tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Hubner. 16.8 left. 47-15. Lady Huskies in front and with the basketball in the front court. Jocelyn Wolfgang. To the corner, Taylor Harley. Back to Wolfgang. Wolfgang on the dribble. Out top to move the basketball around the perimeter. Work it back in. Ottinger gets it into Vivian Lynch. 4 seconds left. Out top, Ottinger on the dribble. Should go to the corner. Taylor Harley for three. It was inside the arc. Would have been a 2. It did not go. Final score tonight. Hamilton Heights, 47. Lewis Cass, 15. We'll mention next games on the agenda. Lewis Cass Kings, they will host North Miami Lady Warriors. They'll host them next Wednesday right here, January 11th. 6 o'clock tip time for Lewis Cass and the Warriors. That'll be here. And we'll mention the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies will be in action. They'll have a conference game, East Division matchup. It's going to happen Saturday, this Saturday, the 7th of January. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies will host the Northwestern Lady Tigers. And that game was going to be in Westfield. They had to borrow that state, borrow that date right there. had to borrow that date, and they're going to play a conference game on that date. So, again, that's Northwestern and Hamilton Heights. The varsity game will be a 2 o'clock start, and we hope you'll tune in if you can't make it. So we do thank you for tuning in, and we'll mention my wife back home, Soundcheck, always thankful for her making things a lot smoother. And we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.